sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. We have a new local, for me, singer-songwriter here today for Song of the Soul. Andy Hansen has lots of history with making music, but has only seriously worked on conveying his music to the world in the past 6 or so years. Having previously performed with the band Why Blue, Andy is now principally a solo act. His preferred genre is folk, though it's possible that folk, for those 3 decades younger than me, like Andy, include variants and characteristics not of my generation, because Andy tells me there's something called murder folk. I had production assistance on today's show from Andrew Jansen, and there is a full uncut version of this visit with Andy on NordenspiritRadio.org, enriching your experience by at least 5 minutes. Andy Hansen joins me now via Zoom from nearby in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Andy, it's great to have you here today for Song of the Soul.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Evidently, you listened to my interview with Tim before you accepted my invite here. Were you at all scared?
No, I wasn't necessarily scared. I was very intrigued. Tim's a good friend of mine. I trust him with his sensibilities and the things that he's into. So if he's doing it, I was pretty much all on board. So that's the honest truth.
Is there anything in my interview with Tim Case that surprised you? You're like, oh, I didn't know that about Tim.
Not necessarily anything really surprising. I just think the way Tim specifically has with describing just his experiences and his songwriting and his songs is just very, it captures me in a really profound way. I think he has a really good choice of words, really good selection of just how he wants to portray what he wants to portray in his music. That's the big thing that really captured me in that interview.
Were you a poet before you became a songwriter?
I was not, no.
I just have this sense that, for me included, I've only written a couple handfuls of songs. They allowed me to express something going on for me that just telling a story wouldn't do.
Yeah, that's kind of where I fall into it, where I've thought about poetry, and I've had to write poetry for English class, whether it was in college or high school or middle school or whatever. But it never captured me in that form of creativity. But putting it into a song, it just seemed different to me. That was much more all-encompassing of what it means to put feeling and ideas into a creative art.
You're less than half my age. And part of what that means is that very influential, for me, period where folk music came out, the 1960s, right? That is long in the past for you, but some of those people like Bob Dylan, I understand, are pretty influential for you. How did you get to folk music? Because you're a young whippersnapper.
I think it came from, some of the musicians that I tended to go towards at certain points of my life they'd kind of have some standard influences, whether they were in a religious standpoint or not. It definitely boils down to, some of the biggest influences were the Beatles. Some of them were Bob Dylan. A lot of things that was born out of 50s, 60s, and 70s. I think a lot of people that I was inspired to start writing from, they were the ones who were like, hey, I actually look up to this musician. So I went and found them. And in the end, I found that those musicians were more influential to me than the ones that initially introduced me to them.
Amongst the influences that you list on the AndyHansenMusic.com website, you list Amigo the Devil, and that's not one I heard. So you're influenced by the devil.
No, not necessarily. No.
I'm just being funny. Okay.
I appreciate about Amigo the Devil is he's like this folk. His genre is technically called quote unquote murder folk. So it's definitely darker. But I think the way that that artist and the musicians that they work with, they have a honesty and a directness that I really, really appreciate, that I think it melds the worlds of both creativity and being a poet, essentially, with being very honest and very direct, that a lot of people aren't doing. I mean, some are, but just the way that Amigo the Devil does it is very, I don't know, influential to me in some fashion that kind of grips me, that I didn't necessarily anticipate when I first started. You know, I found Amigo the Devil music and I'm like, oh, that's good. It's dark, but it kept coming back to me and being like, that's pretty honest music when you really dig into it, which I appreciate.
Well, I think people are probably thirsty for some of the music of Andy Hansen. How do we start out?
Let's just jump right into Hard Truth. If we want some honesty, let's jump into that.
Not a shy one, are you? Just step right into the Hard Truth. Since you're in your early 30s, it seems to me that that's awfully young to be thinking, facing death and facing the dark side and all that kind of thing. I say that, but then I remember what I was like in college, and I had enough of that. I figured I would die in my early 30s, family issues and such. So the Hard Truth seems to me like you're looking straight at that abyss sometimes.
I think we're just doing a disservice to ourselves if we don't really have good conversations about those realities. I mean, for all of us, there's really only one way out of this physical world, and that's death. And whatever else happens after that, if there is anything, I mean, that's fine. But all we can truly understand right now is what we're experiencing. And I think that there's far too little conversations had about far too little constructive and good conversations about death than are actually happening that I think should be. So that's kind of where my music is kind of my way of opening myself up to some of those ideas is I kind of put myself into the song. Some of them are definitely focused more on that type of idea. And I put myself into the song to be able to be like, okay, you know, it is okay to talk about these things to myself, but also to the people that might listen to the songs. I really want them to be like, it's okay to be honest. It's okay to have hard conversations. It's okay to really dive into what it means to be here on Earth while we're here.
And folks, you should know that this song, Hard Truth, has not yet been released. It's on the album that Andy Hansen is going to be releasing very soon. So we don't even have an album name that we can share with you yet. But Hard Truth is coming your way from Andy Hansen, andyhansenmusic.com. Here is Hard Truth.
I built a fire to illuminate my face, to get a clearer image of the wrinkles set in place. Nature static from my last golden age, a record of what time takes. It's a hard truth I can't bring myself to look at. A hard truth that I've dressed up as fact. Beneath the telltale beating heart in my floorboards, I hid the parts of me I can't look past. Now all I see are smoke and broken mirrors, constant dog and pony shows to bring back my sight. My reflection refracts deep into my eyes, an impressionist's impression of days gone by. It's a hard truth I can't bring myself to look at. A hard truth that I've dressed up as fact. Beneath the telltale beating heart in my floorboards, I hid the parts of me I can't look past. I find my eyes glancing towards the sound. I pull the boards right up off the floor. The beating that I find is not the beating of my heart, but a tired soldier fighting the same old wars. It's a hard truth I can't bring myself to look at. A hard truth that I've dressed up as fact. Beneath the telltale beating heart in my floorboards, I hid the parts of me I can't look past.
Andy Hansen is with us today for Song of the Soul. Hansen, by the way, is H-A-N-S-O-N. And the link, of course, is on NordenspiritRadio.org, AndyHansonMusic.com. That song was Hard Truth, and you'll be able to get it released just within the near future. We're not going to give you an exact date, but it's coming anytime right now. And so, you know, this is like a premier moment for people who are listening to Song of Soul today.
It is. Yeah, that song, it's kind of in more stripped down form, but a good taste is there.
Where did you learn to face things honestly? Because our society, you know, how are you? Oh, fine. You know, that's what our society teaches you to do. Where did Andy Hansen get the alternative of saying, no, I'm going to really answer that question?
Growing up, it definitely felt like to have those hard conversations was always the absolute last thing you did. If there was no other option, you had the hard conversations. And when you did have those hard conversations, it was very uncomfortable. And it usually revolved around fighting. And I didn't like that. I felt like we could have hard, honest, good conversations without having to be, you know, hitting each other with words and just with a negative experience. I guess I just kind of got kind of sick of that. And it wasn't just like a one night or one day a switch was flipped and I was all sorts of honesty and burning bridges here and there and, you know, just saying whatever's on my mind. But I definitely, you know, started in my music being more of that honesty. I've been putting more into it. And I think that kind of gave me, at least internally, a personal license to do so. Maybe it was shrouded in artistic creativity or whatever, but it provided me an outlet to at least have myself at least be okay with presenting some of these ideas and it not necessarily be a negative. I mean, songs can be difficult. Songs can be hard. Songs can be dark. But I have a tough time believing that hard, dark songs are necessarily bad songs or negative songs. You know, most of the good songs that I listen to are
hard and dark. You
know, hard, some people might consider sad and dark, but there's a true honesty in that. There's a true humanity in some of those ideas. And I appreciate that greatly. It makes music and art and life just more alive in a way, if that's an okay way to put it.
Well, as opposed to a plastic abstraction.
Exactly.
It's the real thing.
Yeah, I guess I just got kind of sick of, you know, whether you call it small talk just for the sake of conversation. That doesn't strike me as something that's worth too much of my time. I can do it. But when I have the ability to be really honest and really true to myself and true to communication, and I'll jump on that chance every time I can.
You know, for me, my junior year in high school, there was a pivotal moment. There was a bomb threat at our school, and so the students were all sitting outside for a while, and then eventually classes were canceled and we were sent home. And so we went over, some of us who had been hanging out together, who had been in the same math class, actually, went to someone's home, and then we started having deep conversations. And that's where it turned for me all of a sudden. Let's talk about real, what's at the heart. And once I tasted that, I didn't want to go back to chit-chat.
Yeah, whatever's happening in society or the world or in within our personal lives, I think, you know, some of those hard moments can spark some of the best conversation. And not necessarily best as in positive or you want to keep doing it. You know, you keep wanting those experiences, but they spark, you know, really good conversations that I think it's kind of part of a grieving process in a way. Or a you know, just a processing process, if you will.
Well, feed us some more of the processing process. What do we share next?
Let's jump into the song Maybe. I think that song is a good, honest song that is not necessarily too negative or too dark, but it's honest, it's true, and it feels like as good as any place to start or to continue on.
But there's a lot of open in this song. That is maybe, maybe, and maybe. Do I also sense that you don't like being constrained by people's definition of what should be how?
Yeah, for the most part. If I think from a writing standpoint specifically, I really enjoy having some of that nuance, some of that ambiguity sometimes that really makes myself as the writer and the performer really think about the songs that I'm singing and writing. And for the listener, I think it also can engage, you know, the listener in a way that something that you might hear just on the radio driving into work or something might not.
There's one of the lines in this song you refer to, you know, you could think about going back to those other days, right? It was clean and easy and I didn't have this. What percentage of you is tempted in that direction?
I mean, naivety is always, it's always a nice thing sometimes because you don't know what you're missing. But with the knowledge I know now, there's almost 0%, maybe in certain instances for certain moments, maybe a lot more than that. But I don't know if I would have made different choices that I wouldn't be here talking to you, writing these songs, talking about these songs, either in the same way or at all. And being a musician and creating music and finding outlets for frustrations or questions or celebrations or darkness or lightness, I think that for me has provided me with some of the most satisfaction in what I'm doing, in the time that I spend on the day-to-day. If I'm thinking or listening about music or writing music or performing music, any day I can do that is a pretty darn good day. And I can't think of what the alternative would be if I went back and made different decisions.
Andy Hansen has not got everything nailed down yet, but he knows he's going towards an open door. It's called Maybe.
I returned to explore to find what I had left behind, the pieces I shed in this place long ago. When I was a different person, when my blood coursed through the veins of someone much more confident than I. Maybe it's to make memories I didn't have. Maybe it's to dream of a world better than the one I lived. Maybe it's to ward off the demons that won't go away, that won't leave my brain, that won't go die in a hole with all my mistakes, maybe. I return to restore, to build more better days, but the shadows of doubt have grown long on my face. When my lungs breathed in, is it normal to choke on the smoke of the fires I set burning my old photographs? Maybe it's to make memories I didn't have. Maybe it's to dream of a world better than the one I lived. Maybe it's to ward off the demons that won't go away, that won't leave my brain, that won't go die in a hole with all my mistakes. My hopes, my dreams, the lungs I need to breathe the air. Born deep in the sea, my fears are clearer than what I hold dear. My hopes, my dreams, the way I stare out into the dark. My heart, my mind changing with the tide. Maybe it's my time, maybe it's my time. Maybe it's to make memories I didn't have. Maybe it's to dream of a world better than the one I lived. Maybe it's to ward off the demons that won't go away, that won't leave my brain, that won't go die in a hole with all my mistakes, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
We've got Andy Hansen here today for Song of the Soul. That song, Maybe, is also on his upcoming album. Hasn't been released yet, so stay tuned and just realize that you lucked out today listening to Song of the Soul. Of course, you can luck out every week because we've been doing this now for 18 and a half years. Many hundreds of artists we've had on for Song of the Soul, many world healers that we have for Spirit in Action, also done 18 and a half years. So check it out on our website, northernspiritradio.org. Also on that site, you'll find the stations where our programs are broadcast across the United States. We have some 35 stations that carry our shows all around. And again, this has been for 18 and a half years. So there's so much that we've shared of depth and importance. And I'm lucky to have Andy Hansen here today to share that. When you do come to the site, don't forget to post a comment on any programs you listen to. And if you feel like it, make a donation if you feel led in that way. This program is financed by you, the listeners, not by corporations, not by government. It's coming from you. And so if you want this to be resilient and sustainable, you can help us out with a donation. But please remember to support those community radio stations all across the U.S. They're such a wonderful gift to every town. I'm wondering, Andy, if you've listened much to WHYS here in Eau Claire.
Yeah, I've definitely found myself going back to that station every now and again. If I'm not listening to a podcast or something else, I tend to go towards the local stations.
Well, WHYS is a wonderful gift that came to Eau Claire, Wisconsin back in 2005 and still goes on. And there's Converge Radio and there's WIEC Radio. We've got some real gems right here in the Chippewa Valley of Wisconsin. And you're here in Eau Claire. I'm here in Eau Claire, but we're in different places because today is Monday, March 25th. And we've had more snow over the last week than we've had for the previous winter. Now that it's spring, snow is actually coming. We've got a crazy setup here. So Andy and I were going to meet in person perhaps, but better not to be driving in the slush right now. So we've had two samples of songs you've written, both of them from the unreleased album that's coming up shortly. Let's go to a third one.
Let's jump straight into Unsalted Sea. This is a fun one. It was the first song that I've released out into the world, you know, on streaming services and wherever you get music. It's definitely one of those songs that's, you know, a little bit more of a story, a little bit more of a process, you know, as you go through the song. But yeah, Unsalted Sea, another name for Lake Superior. It definitely holds a place in my heart that not a lot of places in the world do.
Were you born up close to Lake Superior or here in Eau Claire or where?
I was born and grew up in the Twin Cities of Minnesota, but I moved to Duluth for college. I went to University of Minnesota Duluth.
Go team.
Yes. Lived in Duluth for 5 years, and that time was very transformative in myself for many different reasons. And one of them was feeling like it was kind of like a pseudo rebirth in a way. And this song is kind of an homage to that, feeling like it was kind of a place to be reborn. The lake is big and wide, and there's almost some sort of comfort being close to something that big, where at night you can't see the other side. It's just pure pitch black, and maybe it's a good metaphor to my music.
Can't see other the side. It's pitch black. Wait a minute.
You turn around and there's people in a city. So that's where you live and that's home. So, you know, there's definitely a good juxtaposition. But Unsalted Sea is kind of that song for me, kind of about just that experience of living in Duluth and finding my way.
Unsalted Sea by Andy Hansen.
I was born on the shores of an unsalted sea. Before that day, I didn't know how to breathe. I crawled onto land, kissing the sand that held the crowd like a hand. Before that day, I was struggling since I didn't know how to stand. From the water became a new me with no memories. for that day I only followed instead of forming identity. Oh, with the sand shifting under my feet. Oh, reminding me I'm not exactly what I seem. Without salt in the water, I don't come undone so quickly. Cause I was born from an unsalted sea. Between Superior and East First Street, I came to my senses. What I mean is that I found my way out of the fog. I was blinded by the wine, a sacred shot of vine from a man I once idolized. What I mean is that I see now and never open my eyes. Oh, with the sand shifting under my feet. Oh, reminding me I'm not exactly what I seem. Without salt in the water, I don't come undone so quickly. Cause I was born from an unsalted sea. Someday I'll die on the shores of an unsalted sea. And on that day I'll know exactly what it means. To live a life of love, to give myself enough grace for my past miseries. And on that day I'll know that I am finally free. Oh, with the sand shifting under my feet. Oh, reminding me I'm not exactly what I seem. Without salt in the water, I don't come undone so quickly. Cause I was born from an unsalted sea. Yes, I was born from an unsalted sea. Yes, I was born from an unsalted sea.
I'm so old that when I was little, 45 certainly was something to be treasured. Then 33 records, of course, 33 and a third. Cassettes eventually came along, and eventually 8-track and CDs eventually. So Andy Hansen, in that song, Unsalted Sea, is using the new technologies, releasing it as a single, as opposed to the album that he released earlier called Andy Hansen Sings Why Blue. We better explain to people what Why Blue is or was.
Yeah, Why Blue was the band that I fronted and formed and fronted a number of years ago that released two EPs. We had a lot of great shows, great fun, a lot of creative experiences. But as things go sometimes with bands, I mean, we all ended up going our separate ways. We all had different responsibilities and things that just were in our lives, which is part of life. So we kind of just went our separate ways. So we stopped working together for a bit. But that music, most of it was mine at the same time. So a lot of what you hear in my music now, you hear in that group as well. And those songs are on my wherever you stream music, like we were just talking about under Andy Hansen Sings Why Blue. And it's kind of me just kind of reinventing the songs I had written for that band. Some of them were brought back to their original form. Some of them were just reimagined with different creative elements that I just was like, let's have fun with it, just to present something different. They still hold quite a dear place in my heart because they definitely taught me a lot about singing and songwriting and working with musicians and working in a creative world, but also working as a business type of idea. It definitely taught me a lot that I didn't want to just kind of throw away since it was done. Yeah, Why Blue? And the name comes specifically from the phrase, why are you blue? Asking the question, it's okay, but what's going on? Type of thing. We just shortened it up quite a bit. I don't know, be artistic? I'm not sure.
Well, why is W-Y?
Yes. Yeah, there's no H just because it looked better to us. You know, we made some artistic decisions and we can't necessarily go back and make changes like we talked about earlier, but it is what it is and I'm okay with that. It was a good time.
Certainly, when you encounter oceans, I was in the Peace Corps in West Africa and could go every couple of weeks to the Atlantic Ocean and body surf and things like that. Encountering an ocean is very influential, but I don't know what percentage exactly of people here this deeply affects, but people who've been up to Ely, who've been in the Boundary Waters, who are Quetico across the border, who've been to Lake Superior and the other lakes, it's transformative internally. It teaches us something. For me, it takes me away from this primacy of the buildings that humans build as the essence of existence. And Lake Superior definitely is Mother Superior.
Yeah, definitely. You can definitely find yourself just sitting watching the lake and you're like, just sitting watching the lake. You're just watching water. And it's like, well, yeah, but you're also just, I don't know, it's something bigger than yourself that it's actually tangible and you can see and you can feel the wind coming off. I mean, if it's windy enough, you can feel the spray from the waves hitting the rocks. It's a tangible piece that's bigger than you that you don't necessarily get with looking at a city or buildings or farmland or some farmland, but not the same way where like there's not a lot of Lake Superiors in the world. So it definitely feels rare. It definitely feels special, but also very tangible. You can go and touch it and experience it.
Are you an outdoors guy?
I definitely have been in the past. I'm not always find myself in the outdoors, camping and whatnot now. I don't necessarily do it as much as I had in the past, but I can definitely find myself in wilderness and definitely being okay with the quiet that it brings. One of the things that I find really just calming, in addition to Lake Superior, is just sitting in the woods and just listening to the wind go against like the branches, and whether they're hitting each other or just you hear the whoosh of the wind through, there's something calming about that as well. I'll definitely take a moment if I'm ever in a spot and just kind of sit there and listen, because it is another one of those transformative experiences in a way, almost like the world is talking, but you can take that however you like, but it is kind of unique.
You are a revolutionary, obviously, because that is so un-American in so many ways. You've got to keep yourself glued to your phone, glued to your latest whatever it is, and you can't just be present where you are. So you radical. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And lead us to another song, please.
Here's a song I had written for the band Why Blue. This is a song called The Wild. Speaking of nature and the wilderness, The Wild was a song I had written for a friend who talked about a place that they would go to think, kind of like going to the woods or to the lake and just sitting there and thinking. But they had specific things on their mind, and I wrote this song kind of based on our conversation that we had about it. And it was, at the time, it was really another one of those songs that I wrote to just kind of make sense of life. Yeah, this is The Wild.
What do I need to get this right? Who can help me win this fight? Where can I go when I don't know? When do I have to ask my soul? Found myself out in the wild. Found myself out on that old country road. here and now seems so far away. What do I have to do to stay? Was it summer? Was it fall? Can't recall when I lost it all. Remind me why I stay in this town that doesn't know my name. Find myself out in the wild. Find myself out on that old country road. Here and now seems so far away. What do I have to do to stay? Guess in life there's no cheat codes. I guess it takes more than what we're owed. Maybe it happens when we're asleep. The town finally knows it's me. Find myself out in the wild. Find myself out on that old country road. Now seems so far away. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? What do I have to do to stay?
Andy Hansen, website andyhansonmusic.com. That's his song, The Wild, from his album, Andy Hansen Sings Why Blue. Just already explained about that group that he used to front. Do you happen to know the band Patchouli?
I've heard of them.
I think there's definitely spiritual overlap. Last line in the chorus is, what do I have to do to stay? I'm not clear where you want to stay.
Yeah, that was kind of a nod to not necessarily, it's not necessarily like a end of life type of idea, but more of a, is this place the place I should stay? Or is it time to move on? Maybe there's some greener pasture somewhere else. Sometimes it's good to really stick something out to see it fully through. But in that song, maybe it was describing, it is the end of the road at that location. It's time to move on. Yeah, it definitely has a bit of ambiguity that's kind of like, wait, stay where? The way I write is definitely very, it feels a little unique in a way. I'm sure there's other musicians who do things similar, but you know, it makes sense to me creatively and also just to satisfy what I want to communicate.
I'm pretty sure that Bob Dylan is mainly trying to mimic how you write.
Hey, I'll take that. I will take that hands down every day.
Well, let's have a couple more songs from Andy Hansen. Where we go next?
This next song is a song called Don't Lose That Way. And it's probably one of my older songs that I still play. It was the first song that I wrote that I fell in love with. It is a song that's trying to remind the listener that no matter what's going on in life, you are still present. You are still here. You still matter. You still hold a space that no one else can. And you hold a strength that's within you that, you know, sometimes may not feel like it's there, but it's there. And it's just kind of trying to be a reminder of that.
Andy Hansen released it on the album Andy Hansen Sings Why Blue. The song is Don't Lose That Way.
Your heart is a cathedral. It touches the sky. Your heart is a songbird. Don't care how you fly. Yes, your heart shines like diamonds. It brightens your eyes. Your heart is a fire. Please don't let it die. lose that way about you. Don't lose that spark that defines you. When all of the world comes crashing down, don't lose that way about you. It swallows you whole. When there's nowhere left to run to as the ocean's tide rolls, you've been through it all. You've been bruised around. Don't lose that way about you. That way about you, to lose that way about you, yeah, don't lose that way about you. Remember, your heart's a fortress, remember, your mind's a forest. When all of the world comes crashing down, and all of your motions seem too small to count, yeah, don't lose that way about you. Don't lose that way about you. Yeah, don't lose that way about you. Remember, your heart's a fortress. Remember, your mind is a forest. When all of the world comes crashing down, don't lose that way about you. Don't lose that way about you. Yeah, don't lose that way about you.
I'm really pleased to have time today with Andy Hansen here. Before we got on the air, I was quizzing him a little bit about his background, because I actually haven't seen you ever perform yet, and that's just a shortage that around here people just haven't grabbed a hold of it completely yet. You said basically it's in the last 5 years that you've kind of mounted a determined direction here. That includes COVID, which is one of the worst times to try and do it.
Yes, there was a lot of writing and rewriting and not so much performing then. But, you know, when it was safe and possible to do so, I did do that. It was very, very difficult for many years. I was, I guess, fortunate that my livelihood and where I'm currently at personally, it wasn't reliant on me performing and writing songs. So, you know, I didn't necessarily feel the same pressure that other musicians did. Maybe that, you know, deep down subconsciously, maybe that took some pressure off, but it was definitely hard. But there's definitely others that had it much harder in the creative community for sure.
I hope you were enjoying that song, Don't Lose That Way. When I first heard it, I thought, is this about a woman who you really like? A romantic partner. Don't lose that way about you. And it could just be a friend too. But what I hear from you is it's really about being true to your course in life, the vital sap that's running through that makes us full.
Yeah, and I think the ambiguity of that is kind of gives it its power in a way of it can fit anyone, whether it's someone you're close with or someone you've never met. They can kind of latch onto it and make it their own if they wanted to.
I was wondering if it was self-talk.
It could be that as well. So, I mean, sometimes that is definitely, you know, that's writing that song and kind of thinking about it, maybe even re-listening to it. It's a good message for myself to hear sometimes too.
Let's talk a little bit about your spiritual, religious background influences. My understanding is that you were raised evangelical Christian, but that's not your path these days. What did you get out of the background, and how does that feed your music? I mean, or is your total religion is music?
Where I'm at right now, music, I would say, is my religion. You know, I did grow up in the evangelical church. It provided a lot of good experiences. There were a lot of good friends that I had that, you know, you don't talk to. And same thing with like high school friends. You get out of high school, then you all go your separate ways and you rarely talk anymore. But yeah, there was definitely some good experiences in that world. But, you know, there was a few, at least I felt there were some things that just didn't sit well with me. Like, it just felt like people were glossing over, like, oh, that's fine. That's something we don't have to worry about. For example, there's the idea of everyone is created in God's image. Everyone is here because of God, which is all great. But then when we actually look at it, everyone's not treated the same. And I kind of have problems with that. If they're created in God's image, they're exactly the way God wanted them to be. So who are we to say what God did right and did wrong? That kind of led down to be like, okay, so, you know, why is that kind of that way? You go down a rabbit hole and you get all sorts of different revelations and, you know, no pun intended, but, but you kind of start seeing a bit more as to this is less about religion and salvation and more about how do we look? If the rapture were to happen today, how would God see us? Would the image of us be just enough? I know that's technically not part of it, but it just felt funny.
One of the things that I think is usually true, it is certainly true of the Catholicism I grew up with, Catholics go to heaven, other people don't, right? Evangelical Christians go to heaven, other people don't. Did you have any fears or unsettledness when you backed out from participating in that? I don't worry about that kind of thing, but I do know that a number of people who do.
I, at one point, probably definitely had some of those fears. I don't necessarily now, because when I kind of think back to growing up in that world, in that church, in that experience, the God that was part of that experience was an all-powerful, all-knowledgeable, all-loving God. But we're putting God in a box if we were trying to define what God can and can't do or who will go to heaven and who will go to hell. I don't think that we have any right or ability to even talk about that. We could have a deep conversation that was another hour or two on this, but I think that we're just trying to tell God what God is and if that's what we believe. But I can't be a part of something in a way where, like, we're trying to define it from the inside, but we're also trying to take it from the inside and define it what the outside is looking in. It's just this quagmire that just kind of goes in circles and circles and circles that just, it was problematic for me.
So it's not where you needed to be at that point.
Not where I needed to be, and it's not where I am right now. And honestly, I get more of a spiritual feeling about the world post kind of that world. It feels more special to me seeing Lake Superior, going and seeing a forest, hearing the wind through the trees. It's more of a spiritual experience for me when there's a bit of that mystery still, where it can't just be boiled down to, oh, well, it's just this all-powerful being who just created it and you're supposed to enjoy it, but then really in the end, it doesn't matter. I'm like, well, but it's here and it does matter. So I kind of wanted to make it matter. So it's more of a spiritual experience for me to write good songs and experience the world.
Sounds good to me. And I think what would really tie the bow on this one is to have one more song from Andy Hansen. What do we conclude with?
Yeah, this song's called All the Way. It was kind of born out of a funny conversation I had with a friend where they were like, oh, I love that song of yours, Andy, that song that you wrote, All the Way, right? I'm like, I don't have a song called All the Way at that time. I have a song called All I Know, which I had written it for my grandfather, but not All the Way. I took that and wrote a song about it. It turned into kind of one of those songs where if it was the last song I could sing or play for someone, I would be okay with this song being it, because it kind of is that bow on the end of everything that kind of been like, here's what I'm striving for. The first line is talking about, like, I'm burning my candle at both ends. Normally, that it kind of feels like a negative, but I see it as kind of a positive because I'm trying to live my entire life with intention. To do that, using that idea of burning a candle at both ends, you can use that to your advantage if you want to get the most out of the things you're about. this is All the Way, and it's one that I would be okay with being my last song.
Well, that's how we're going to finish Andy Hansen's Song of the Soul today. Remember, his website is andyhansenmusic.com, and that's Hanson, S-O-N. There's some people who have an E in that, and he's not one of them. So andyhansen.com. The link is on northernspiritradio.org. Post a comment when you visit, and go deep. Burn the candle at both ends in a good way, along with Andy Hansen. Thanks so much for joining me, Andy.
Thank you so much.
This is All the Way. See you next week for Song of the Soul.
I'm burning my candle at both ends every night. And the last time I checked, I hadn't closed my eyes. For 3 days straight, I haven't seen the sunshine. Because we're all busy dying, so I need to get this right. Since my first breath on the day I was born, I spend my time retracing my steps on the floor. The further I am, the closer I get as the years pass before. So I walk through life indifferent all the way back through the door. So I've tried a million different times to find my way and not pay for my crimes. Someone once said, when you live by the sword, so I'll die by the pen I used to write these words on down, all the way into the ground. I've been waiting for something enticing, all the while selling my love for half price, while my spine bends in the wind. I've been learning how to die. So I've tried a million different times to find my way and not pay for my crimes. Someone once said, when you live by the sword, so I'll die by the pen I used to write these words on down. So I've tried a million different times to find my way and not pay for my crimes. Someone once said, when you live by the sword, so I'll die by the pen I used to write these words on down, all the way into the ground. I've been burning my candle at both ends every night, 'cause we're all busy dying, so I need to get this right, all the way into the ground.
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.